Hello, friends. Welcome to Naked and Feral. I'm Sandy J. Nelson.
And I am Lisa Patello. So glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. If this is your first time joining us, we just want to say thank you. And we hope you like it. And just remember, this podcast does come with a warning. Please don't listen to it with children around. And also, you know, you may disagree with some of our stuff, but this is our opinions. And it's a lot of girl talk. Not, I mean, sometimes we do a little bit of coaching, but it's girl talk. And so we have some questions from...
Yes, we had a caller in that wanted... We have actually three questions. And the first question is, what is the best sex you've ever had in your whole entire life? Like, what is the best sex
you've ever had? You first.
Well, in my 44 years and in my sexual experiences, the best sex I have ever had was with my first love.
Wow.
I know. When I was just turned 17 years old, it was my first love. And that first everything, he took my virginity and everything. And that's not what made it, you know, the best. But he was very good at what he did.
Wow. So what made it so good that he was very good at what he did? Was he
can older, younger? He was like about a year older. He can breathe out his ears. And
wow, for your first time? That is great. Like, yeah. I think that's rare for somebody to do that for your first time. I think.
Oh, and it would just keep going and going and going. And he was he was very talented in that department.
Wow. So he, you know,
he
wow.
went down he did on his me. Research. Yeah. Oh, he sure did. He sure did. And honestly, throughout the years, being married, divorced, dating, I have never met anybody to match him.
Wow.
And I can say that.
Way cool. Mm-hmm. So I think you could give these girls some great advice with one of the other questions I think that the caller asked about. And then for me, it's now. It's now. And it's the coolest because it always gets better. We always have the best. I guess maybe it could be our mindset, but we always have the best kiss ever. Like, it just keeps getting better. The best orgasm, the best everything. And we are each other's best, and that's my whole honest truth. And his too.
Well, and maybe it's the mindset. You're exactly right. Your mindset is because you choose to have the best kiss ever. You choose to, you know, feel that way constantly. Me, maybe it was because it was my first love and first time, and I was introduced into sex the right way.
Obviously, I wish I was introduced to sex that way. That would have been awesome. I mean, and did you know him for a long time?
I knew, like, I didn't know him for a long time. We were together for a year or two, I believe.
That's really cool.
I loved him.
I think instead of, like, a whole bunch, like, I guess you can... have like a whole bunch of different partners, or like you said, you have that same partner for 2 years. You said, which is good because you guys can.
It started out in the beginning good.
That's good.
Was a go-getter. He was like really 25 minutes down there. I mean, think about it. I am a, you know, virgin. Don't really know what's going on, and he showed me the ropes and made sure everything was taken care of, and it exploded my mind. And I had masturbated before that, of course, so I knew my own body. But to be in love, have your first orgasm with somebody, lose your virginity to somebody, maybe that's what made it the best experience.
I think that's the ultimate, for sure. I think that would be the ultimate fantasy. So with that said, because a lot of people, myself included, I think it's really hard to get over your ex now, or your first, sorry, not ex, your first. A lot of women, it's really hard because they give up their virginity for that. But with you, I think it would have been harder to give it, you know.
I was incomplete. I was mad. I thought I was in love with him. But I
think you were.
I don't know. I honestly, I don't believe I've ever been in love.
I think that could have been.
Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah. For sure, you were with him for 2 years. Yeah. Now, I think with other people, like myself, you know, if you're just giving it up for, you know, and you're thinking you're in love, but you haven't been with them for that long or
that's
whatever.
That's lust, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh my gosh, you know, after a month or so, they break up with you or whatever. Or,
you know, as the nowadays dating world, they ghost you or they...
Yeah, and so, you know. Like, I mean, I think you could give a lot of young, which that's not our audience, is the young...
I think we have an audience of all ages.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But if that's going to happen, is give them the heads up to maybe have it your way, because that's the ultimate fantasy, because of us as young women, wouldn't we want it to be like how Lisa's...
Oh, yeah. It was great. I actually had... long story short, I'll be quiet on that. But, all right, next question. Which do you prefer, morning sex, late night sex, or all day sex? All of the above. No.
Mine is night.
I was going to have to say late night.
Mine is late night. I'm like a vampire. I like stay up late. I love late, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, we get going till 11:30 at night, and then, you know, it's over at 1:30 or 2, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Mine's all day sex. Don't get me wrong. It's not the all day pumping 5 hours later,
right. your vagina
is all worn, and you're like, son of a bitch. No, it's the have sex in the morning, maybe grab something to eat and some coffee, have sex
my God,
again.
That'd be fun.
And then, you know, then, yeah. So it'd be, I think it would be an all-day romp.
I think all-day would be really cool. It's rare for me because, you know, we have somebody living with us. But when we're out and about, you know, like on vacation... You know, how fun is that? Mm-hmm. But also, when we're out and about on vacation, we're, like, doing things with... We're not in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be so much fun to maybe go on vacation where I am not... Where it's just John and I. We're
right.
not visiting family. We're not...
Have an agenda. Have nothing like that. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to have... sex every time. I know men, some men can only come once a day, some can come twice, some can come 5 times. It all depends on,
and I think it's your mindset again.
But you can also, you know, go down on her in the morning and then, you know, have sex in the 10-ish or 11-ish and then, you know, go down on her again at 2 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
In the afternoon.
And that's something like I would have to work on because I am not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. It takes me a while to wake up. So, you know, it would be poor John, I feel. It takes me a while to wake up. My brain needs, like, I can't even talk.
So you're
sometimes.
Definitely not morning sex.
I am not. No.
Uh-uh. Oh, see, I am. I am.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dated a guy who would call 4 in the morning, his feeding hour.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. Now, like, maybe 4 in the morning I could, but I don't know when it's time to wake up, I guess. You know, I guess I have to shift my mindset on. That's something I can work on.
Mm-hmm.
John would probably be happy about that one.
For morning sex?
Yeah.
All right. And our third question, is scheduled sex better than spontaneous sex or vice versa?
Ooh. Like, I know maybe some people probably have to schedule that in. Like... I don't know. I don't know. If you have to schedule it in, I guess schedule it in.
But if you schedule it, there's so many different ways that you can play with it. And
oh, true.
You know,
that's a good
tease
way.
Each other all day. And
yeah,
this
talk
is...
from the sex coach. That's a great idea.
And then you can send pictures and be like, this is what you're going to get later.
Oh, fun.
And I'm
what
waiting
a fun
for
idea.
You and this and that. So that could be fun if it's scheduled.
Yeah, so make it fun if you want to schedule. Now you're making me want
to schedule. Right, but a lot of people... All we ever do is have sex when it's scheduled time, or if it's a Wednesday night, and if it's this, or if it's that, and it leaves a bad taste in their mouth because they're not
yeah,
using
like,
it as playtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but use it as playtime. Use it as an opportunity to tease him throughout the day when he's at work.
What a fun idea.
Mm-hmm. And when you're at work or, you know, whatever the situation is. And, of course, spontaneous. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're both good.
And I think I'm going to, like, flip over to the that first question. What was the first question
again? First question is, what's the best sex you've ever had?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, what was I going to say with that? oh, my age. You know, I think that there's a lot of people in my age group that aren't like John and I. And I think it's really, really sad. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast is for ladies and who are my age or maybe your age, mm-hmm. like to have that different mindset. Like I've heard, you know, somebody say, oh, I'm afraid that my husband's going to have a heart attack. So we're not going to do that. And then, you know, John and I are like, well, what a way to go, you know, like, what a way to go. But that's like, you know, that everybody's opinion, but it's just like, I just feel.
It's truly sad.
Yeah. And it could get better, you guys. It just mm-hmm. doesn't stop. And that's kind of like, I want to say, like, we keep having the best and the best and the best and the best and more and more and more. And who would have mm-hmm. thought that would happen, mm-hmm. you know, and I hope it's, and I heard, like, Suzanne Summers, before she passed away, her and her husband, they were in their 70s and 80s, still, like, mm-hmm. having the best sex that they ever had. Mm-hmm. How cool is that? And I think it keeps you young.
And honestly, I think it's sad, too. You get up in your 50s, late 50s, early 60s, you know, and then it just becomes something that's a part of their past. A lot of people,
oh my God, you would, yes.
They don't have, if they do, it's like once in a lifetime or on a birthday or, you know, it's sad. And if you don't use it, you will lose it.
You know what? I agree with you on that because I, you know, broke my ankle and for 6 weeks, I mean, I broke it really, really bad. They said I wouldn't walk for like a whole year and got a second opinion. But anyways, laying there in the bed for 6 weeks or longer because I didn't walk for a very long time. I really felt like all of my body parts, my boobs, my legs, everything just went flat. Mm-hmm. So what do you think that happens for down there if you're not for using sure. it? For men and women, mm-hmm. and maybe, I don't know, maybe men do need the Viagra thing. I don't know about that. I mean, is Viagra testosterone? We should probably
do
our research on that.
I don't know. I kind of had little ideas about why men need it. Of course, there's always medical reasons if you had high blood pressure and on and on and on. But think about how many times you hear of women or situations like this to where you're married and the guy's like, hey, honey, you know, let's go have sex. And she's like, well, just go hurry up. Just hurry up.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got stuff to do. I've got this. You know, it's not even Thursday night, which makes him. How does that make you feel desired as a man?
Or not just that. I mean, like, I think us women are, like, we're so wrapped up in
life. You are. Children. Grandchildren.
Yeah. And, like, you're so tired when you go mm-hmm. to bed. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Like, I really feel like everybody should be working on that relationship mm-hmm. from whatever age mm-hmm. it is. Whatever you're doing is really continue to work on that relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not just a, you know, a piece of paper if you're married or not. If you're in a partnership, still continue to, like, light the fire, like you said, mm-hmm. with scheduled sex. Now I want to schedule sex.
I know.
Like, it's light the fire with that. And if you're not having it and you want to rekindle it, What can you do, Lisa, if you want to rekindle? I have some ideas, but if somebody wants to rekindle a
relationship,
like to light the fire under both of them again.
If they're both still wanting the relationship, there's tons of things that you can do. Now, if one partner wants the relationship and the other one doesn't, there's really nothing that you can do to make it come together. Mm. You know? But start flirting again.
Yeah.
start, pat him on the ass on the way by, and he'll be like, what in the hell, what's the matter, why are you, be nice, tell him he's handsome, start stroking his ego before you start stroking his cock, and that'll kind of get him in there, he'll start feeling that attention, and the attention is such an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I think for vice versa, mm-hmm. yeah, and mm-hmm. then ladies, that's, I think, also a part, like, really work on self-love, where you feel confident. Like, some people don't like the light on. Like, mm-hmm. John and I, we have to have, we have ambiance, you know? We
mood
have
lighting.
Mood lighting.
Men are visual. The majority of men are visual creatures.
Yeah, I think I'm like a dude.
Do you like it visual?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? And what... is it okay if I ask, what do you like watching? Is it just seeing him get hard and want you? And she's looking at me like, how dare you?
I'm not going to answer the question. I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to go into that detail. But I love it all. I love, yeah.
Just watching.
Just use your imagination and you're probably yeah. like, yeah. And I love the mood lighting. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, which is another subject we could talk about. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about was fetishes.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
like, I love... like, I have to set the music. I love getting in that vibe of mm-hmm. the music.
It's actually called something. The name of that fetish has skipped my brain. But I do too. Music can either bring back such a strong memory or place that I was when I first heard that sound. Mm-hmm. Or it can turn me on or make me... you know, rage music can make you rage.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have different vibes. Like, it could be from, oh my gosh, the hair band, you know, 80s, like,
oh, yeah, AC/DC, the butt rock. Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. But it's actually a fetish. Music, having music, getting sexually turned on by music, getting, it's actually a fetish. The name is...
Or you can have love, like love songs, love music. Mm-hmm. Or my favorite most of the time could be, well, I don't really have favorite, but I love not having words.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause the words sometimes can be distracting.
Yeah, because what if something comes on mm-hmm. that it's saying some bad things, and so you're in, you're
well, there, she sure likes like, me, but she does,
you know, and it's like talking about yeah, having yeah. some, like thinking about somebody else, and you're like, no, like mm-hmm. I don't want you to be thinking about mm-hmm. somebody else. It's got to be all about me.
Well, know? There's some really good stations on Spotify that don't have any kind of yeah. words or anything, and I think it's Ultimate Orgasm Tantra.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't even know that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to check that out. Because mm-hmm. I love, you know, music like guitars or, mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I don't know. Can't explain, but it's more than mm-hmm. just guitars too. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. could, oh my gosh, there's some music that's really good and really kick-ass.
Right. Cool. Right. Yeah, so start flirting with him. Start paying him attention, giving him that attention, and start adding in sexual attention. And start to spark. Rub those two rocks together to start that spark. And once you make the fire, and start feeding it, and then it'll grow. There's so many tools and things that you can do to spice that part up if both partners are willing to reciprocate.
I think that's great. You're giving a cookie for the men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also the cookie for the women out there is really work on loving every little part about yourself right. and loving yourself mm-hmm. and feeling good about yourself. So when you're walking in front of him,
shake that ass.
Yeah, you're feeling so good mm-hmm. and you're in your feminine divine. Mm-hmm. He can't help but reach over and grab you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got it if he's reaching over and grabbing you, or he's like staring at you like a different way and mm-hmm. you're like, is everything okay?
I know, are you okay? Yeah. Are you having a stroke? Yeah, for sure.
And also I think that, say if, I heard my mentor say this one time to somebody, like, they were trying to rekindle the relationship, like, meet each other somewhere,
mm-hmm.
You know, in mm-hmm. out a of, bar
out of ground something. Zero. Sometimes the house is ground zero for wartime. That's where you fight. That's where you have the distance. That's where you have the bad vibes in the house. Meet at a bar somewhere fresh and new. Maybe, you know, act like you're strangers. Role play a little bit. There's so many fun things that you can do.
So many fun things. Love it.
So.
So also, did we say this on the last podcast that because of our guests... sick.
Yes, I wasn't sure
because I just wanted to make sure that. And so we just want to thank you. I haven't looked at our stats yet, but I know last week, and so I think this week is our first 2 months or 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And we are soaring, guys. And thank you so much for allowing us and enabling us and to soar like how we are. We're growing like wildfire.
Yeah, and thank you for the positive texts or
feedback,
emails or the messages, just to say you love it, we appreciate it,
love it.
And just remember, you may not agree, and or maybe sit with it a while and really think on things, and it's okay that we all agree to disagree on some things.
And if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, questions, comments, anything, contact us at nakedandferal@gmail.com. Just shoot us an email.
Yes, and then we're still doing that contest.
Yep, we're still doing the contest. Numbers are still growing, and as soon as we reach our goal, then we will pick a name out of a hat.
Okay, what's the contest? Just in case if this is a new viewer.
Okay, for a new viewer, the contest is for our first 100 followers. On Facebook, social media, we will put your name into a drawing. Now, if you want to start sharing posts, share our page. We'll add in your name a second time if you do that as well.
Oh, gosh.
To increase your chances. And what you're winning is a goddess basket from nakedandferal@etsy.com.
Yeah. And so just we want to say thank you again for being a part of us and being part of our...
Journey,
our girls' day, and that's another thing we're gonna have. We already have some people asking about our mastermind. Mastermind that we're gonna have people just like us. If you want to join, where we're just having girl talk and talking about these subjects or lifting each other up. What was your vibe, you know, this week or last week.
It's women empowering women. And so we have so many fun things to come, so be looking for it.
Yep.
And always stay naked and feral.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
We love you. Mwah.